Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Genesis chapter 3, verse 13. Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." This question forces us to slow down and face reality. Sin isn't just a mistake. It has consequences. It breaks trust. It damages relationships. It ripples outward in ways we don't expect. Adam blamed Eve. Eve blamed the serpent. We're not very different. We blame circumstances, upbringing, stress, or other people. Anything to avoid the weight of responsibility. But excuses don't heal what's broken. God's question isn't meant to crush. It's meant to confront. Because healing can't happen without honesty. The Bible doesn't minimize sin, but it also doesn't leave us stuck in it. God names the problem so he can address it. And before humans ever ask for forgiveness, God promises a solution. That's the heart of the Christian message. God takes sin seriously, and he takes sinners seriously too. Instead of demanding that we fix ourselves, God steps in to do what we can't. Jesus takes the consequences of sin on himself. The cross is where God's justice and love meet. We don't answer the question by pointing fingers. We answer it by looking to Jesus and saying, "Lord, have mercy." And God does. Lord, I admit that my sin has caused real damage. I confess that I often try to excuse myself instead of turning to you. Thank you for loving me enough to confront me and for forgiving me through Jesus. Help me live in the freedom of your grace. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.